Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead to the readings for this fourth Sunday of Easter. Remember, it's of Easter, not after. We have 6 weeks of celebration. If you've fallen off celebrating, revive it, because there is no greater day than this, no time greater in the history of the world when God sent his Son to die for us that we might live forever. My goodness, we should be rejoicing. If we're true Christians, we ought to be rejoicing. So don't think of it as just a day. Oh yeah, Easter was nice. Yes, we did some nice things. We got together with family. We did this and that. That's not what I'm talking about. That's fine to do. Fine to do. Very good to do. But are you celebrating with the Lord that he gave his life for you out of love for you? He gave it for you. You. Not your neighbor. You. Receive it. Receive the understanding that your life is infinitely more precious to God than you could imagine. He sent his only Son for you. It's the truth. He didn't send his Son for a mass of people. He sent it for every single individual. He sent it for you. You. First reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 8 to 12. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." Brothers and sisters, look at this. This is Peter. I don't know him. Never heard of him. Am I a follower? No, I have nothing to do with him. It's that same Peter who, filled with the Holy Spirit, declares that this man who was a cripple, remember at the gate of the temple when Peter and John were going up to the temple, it's right at the beginning of Acts, and there was this crippled man who was there all the time receiving alms. And as Peter goes by, he looks up at Peter hoping for a gift, and Peter says, "Silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, arise and walk." And he did. Look what's happened to Peter. Peter, the one who hides, Peter, the one who denies, Peter, the one who betrayed, is the very same one who now has courage. Where does that come from? It comes from the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit dwells in you, brothers and sisters, right now. Lean on the Spirit for bravery, for wisdom, for courage, for hope. Lean on the Holy Spirit who dwells within you. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. That's not just a nice religious term. That's the reality. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit if you're in a state of grace. And that Spirit can work through you, bringing all of the gifts of God into play, that you might become more and more his disciple. And here's Peter living it out. "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed." Look at Peter. In the face of being arrested, in the face of being persecuted, who knows what awaited him? Peter had no fear. What changed him? The work of the Holy Spirit. "He is the stone," he's quoting scripture now, "he is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. My goodness, brothers and sisters, there he is, right in the presence of everybody declaring the truth. And a few days before, he fled in fear. He denied. It's the grace of God. Grace is God sharing himself with us. It's the life that is in us, becoming evident through our thoughts, our words, and our actions, and we know that we're not the source of them. It isn't that God uses us like a puppet. He works through us, and through our gifts or our lack of gifts, he works. He uses all that material. All he needs is our faith. And the Spirit of God who dwells within us then uses us. Believe me, there's no joy greater than that. There just isn't. When you know that you know that you know, it's not in you. But it is God working through you. He never violates you. He doesn't violate your free will. He never forces you. He's just there. And you want it. Because you're beginning to fulfill the purpose for which you were created. Psalm 118, the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. Think about this. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. It is full of wonder what God has done. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness endures forever. Let that prayer of praise be on your lips all this weekend. Let it sing out all this weekend. Look over the readings before Sunday. When you hear the readings on Sunday, read them with the priest. Read the words in front of you. Don't just listen. You'll get distracted. And you watch how God will begin to work in you when you focus all your time, your attention, your energy, in so far as God gives you to do that, to focus it on him and on the truth of his word. Your life will change. The letter of St. John, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. If you don't accept Christ, if you don't acknowledge God as the creator and the redeemer of the world, then how can you be a son or daughter? How can you care for his people? You see no need, no reason. You have no desire. But when you live in God's family, care for his other children becomes very important to you. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We shall see him. We shall see him. As he is. Ponder that. Don't take that lightly. Look at the promise of God. In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 to 18, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and he runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. He's just doing a job. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. He's done that for us, brothers and sisters. He's true to his word. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. Jesus came to shepherd us into eternal life. He came to care for us. But often we're looking outside the pasture land that God has given us. We're looking outside and we want something more, something bigger, something better, so to speak, better than what God can provide. That comes down to not knowing God's will, just to saying, God, your will should conform to my will. If you really loved me, you would do what I want. But brothers and sisters, it is precisely because he loves us that he will not let us just do what we want. We have the freedom to do it. We can do it, but it won't lead to good. It won't produce fruit. But if we follow him, if we follow his word, if we obey him, it will bear tremendous fruit. And you won't be treated, you won't think you're a little child. You're a disciple. You're a servant of God. And believe me, God treats his servants well. He brings us into intimacy with him. He brings us into a very deep personal relationship with him by the power of his Holy Spirit. But we, on our side, have to be willing to say, I want your will more than mine. I want your way more than mine. Because I know that your will and your way will lead to eternal life. Brothers and sisters, when you have time, and I've said this to you a number of times, but when you have time, please go to our website, renewalministries.net. See the books that are there. See the CDs. See the booklets. See the DVDs that are available to you. Please take a look and say to yourself, where do I need to grow? Where do I need to be different? What do I need to read? What do I need to pay attention to? What do I need to grab hold of rather than just drifting along hoping for the best? It's not that you don't drift into the kingdom of heaven. You've got to choose it. But we've tried to make available to you many, many books and CDs and booklets, that DVDs that I think will be enormously helpful. They've been enormously helpful to me. And so I pass them on to you. Really encourage you to go to our website, renewalministries.net, and see what would be helpful for you. God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.